1985. You know, it's kind of hard to find critics of the former U.S. Attorney of the Southern District, the rock star Preet Bharara. But boy, we got one in Paul Molschein, columnist for the Star Ledger. He joins us again on the drive home at 5. Thanks for jumping on board, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
First off, you're down in the Jersey Shore. Do you have 24 inches, 30 or more down there?
You know, last night when I read that Chris Christie had ordered a state of emergency, I took that to be the all clear sign, which it was. It just, we had absolutely nothing here except for some slightly big waves. Little rain, little wind, pretty much a regular day.
You know something, Paul? I get the feeling that these meteorologists are like the same people who did the Trump-Clinton polls, don't you?
Yeah, you know, well, actually, no, because the Trump-Clinton polls, you know, really, if you look close, in fact, the day before the election, 3 of 4 had Trump winning. It really was predicted to be a close election, and all these people convinced themselves it wasn't going to be. It was very strange. But as for the meteorologists, they do this all the time. They just love to overestimate, you know, talk about how bad it's going to be. I remember Chris Christie with Tropical Storm Irene, get the hell off the beach. And it's funny because I remember that. I got the hell off the beach and went out in the water to surf because there were no waves because it was just a run-of-the-mill hurricane. That was the one in which he became the first governor to ever evacuate people into the impact zone. He got all these people to leave the shore, which did fine in Irene, and they all went inland where it flooded. It was pretty funny.
Oh, no, I remember that. But now, in your most recent piece, you sort of put some shade on the face of Preet Bharara. How come?
Well, I don't like these crusading prosecutors, by which really the better term would be grandstanding. These guys go out. They're all power mad. They want to expand the power of the federal government over every aspect of our lives. And I think all conservatives have to understand that any effort to expand the power of the federal government is bad for us. And in his case, he went out of his way to go after people who challenged the power of the federal government. There was a Reason magazine blog piece in which they criticized a judge who had given some free market guy who was set up this market on the internet in which people could trade anything, including drugs. The judge gave the guy life in prison without parole, which is an awful lot for a first offender, you know, and several people said that they were very critical of it and they made some critical comments. And Preet Bharara put out subpoenas for the identities of the commenters and also put a gag order on Reason magazine so they couldn't even talk about the gag order. And this is the kind of thing these power mad prosecutors do. And then, you know, the Wall Street stuff. I mean, you can literally indict anybody on Wall Street. A U.S. attorney can just pick his victim and find a crime to fit. And Bharara was pushing this insider trading stuff to the point where it was just anybody who had a hunch on something was going to go to jail for, you know, 10 years. And that was rejected in the courts. But these guys just want to have these big prosecutions, go after people that are none of their business. He went after Sean Penn. Sean Penn was writing a Rolling Stone article on El Chapo. And again, he embarrassed the government because, as you may recall, Sean Penn found El Chapo when the U.S. government couldn't find El Chapo, which was kind of funny. But, you know, he has a right to write an article on the guy, just like me. I've talked to, like, crazy communist guerrillas out in the bush in Central America, and, you know, that wasn't necessarily on their side, you know. And Preet goes after Sean Penn. Now, Sean Penn lives in, like, Hollywood. El Chapo lives in California. What does that have to do with the Southern District of New York?
Well, you have to understand, you left out a missing connection. There was the Lolita connection. The home slice, the Gumata of El Chapo, actually served as the intermediary to make the connection between Sean Penn, who started snacking on her. He brought him to the jungle retreat for that interview. And I think Preet Bharara said, hey, I could get a headline on this.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah. Really, oh, yeah. It's the Venus.
Really Lolita?
The Venus flytrap syndrome. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's a good story.
Now, by the way, Paul Molschein, he didn't get as much attention, but Paul Fishman, U.S. attorney from Newark, went out and he didn't just resign and leave. He was also pouting and saying, oh, this was not done the right way.
Well, I think the thing is everybody's going after Trump on this, but if Trump had really wanted to be a hard, you know, he would have kept Fishman because Fishman, you know, did Chris Christie a big favor by not indicting him. I mean, that was a classic case where if Fishman had indicted Christie, Christie would have been in big trouble and probably would have been convicted. Because U.S. attorneys, you know, they come at people and they say, all right, the charges against you are going to be 40 years, no parole. Now, do you want to fight that, you know, or do you want to plead? And you know, they have way too much power because they go after people with these ridiculous sentences, and then the person has no choice. There's no trials anymore. These people just give up. If he had gone after Christie, number one, Christie would have had to spend a fortune in defense. Number two, he might have, you know, been convicted. And so he did Christie a big favor, and Christie was a Trump buddy, and yet he didn't get reappointed.
And in fact, Paul, I don't want to keep you from shoveling all that snow outside of your home there on the Jersey Shore. Oh, that's right. There is no snow. There is it.
Not a flake.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, wait. Hey, Bill Evans, did you hear that? Not a flake. Where was 20, 24 inches? Oh, this was going to be the storm, the greatest storm since 1888. And you know something, Paul? He wouldn't even come on and take his beat down like a man.